Shri Radhara Sudhanidhi ki jai. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati ki jai. Today we begin a new verse 54, describing the various sevas of the Manjaris from the mind and heart of Sripad, being so attracted and interested in Manjari Bhav himself that he's entered the mood of a Manjari and the sevas and leelas and meditating and writing all about that to serve all the sadhakas, all the Manjari Srupa Upasakas or the Madhuriya Mayi Raghunugya Upasakas who are worshipping Radha and Krishna and Madhuriya Rati with the desire to become Radharani's maidservant. Suparicharika, Kinkari, Dasi, etc. So this verse is kind of a continuation of yesterday's idea of the Vivita Paricharika Chaturam. One line, yesterday's verse, 53, was saying that the Manjaris, Radharani's personal confidential maidservants, are very expert and clever in rendering a variety of different services. So here we, in this verse, this title of this verse is Variegated Sevas of Radha's Manjaris. Yesterday's title was, it'll be on the net maybe today, Radharani, Manjari's Expertise in Seva. So that's their expertise, and this is the Variegated Sevas. There's 4 points in this verse. Well, let's read the translation first. Avinchin vantikeshan kvachana karaje kanchuka patam kachap yamunchati kuchakanaka divyat kalashayo sagolfe nayasyanti kvachana mani manjira jugalam kadasyam sri radhe tavasu paricharini yahamaho. In translation, kada, when Sri Radhe, will I become your good maidservant? There's Anucharani and Paricharani. This is Suparicharani. Su means good, like Subhadra. Very auspicious and very good. When can I become your good maidservant? Then Kvachana. The word Kvachana means sometimes. Sometimes I will do this seva and sometimes I will do that seva. Depends on the necessity and the time and circumstance. Like anyone engaged in a service position, their sevas and services will vary throughout the day. Sometimes brooming and cleaning, sometimes cooking, sometimes ironing clothes, washing clothes, or singing, or so many sevas are there. Dressing, decorating, bathing, ornamenting. So then he says, I want to be a good maidservant, and I want to be clever, as we heard in the previous verse. I want to be clever, chaturam, and vivita, rendering all kinds of services. And he mentions here some of them. Sometimes I will do this. Sometimes when the need arises, I will vinchinvanti keshan kvachana. Kvachana, sometimes I will disentangle your hair when we sleep, or when we engage in other active activities, then our hair becomes, if we have long hair, it becomes tangled and disheveled and unkempt. So someone, ourselves or others, they have to comb it, brush it, straighten it, make it nice again. So when will I disentangle your hair? That's one seva he's mentioning. And then he says, sometimes I will place a silken blouse on your golden jug-like breast. So it says here, it says, Kanchukapatim, Kwa Chapi Amushanti Kuchakanaka Divyat Kalasyo. Actually, it doesn't mention this word divine, but oftentimes you hear in these descriptions, because the Manjaris are dressing Radharani, she's like their older sister, older friend, like sister. Saki means sister. they're friends, Sakhi, but they also have the mood of like older sister, younger sister, full confidence, full trust. So you often hear Narottam's writings or anywhere dressing Radharani or and talks about breasts. But here in this verse, it says, it has a qualifier. It says, Kanchuka Patam. Kanchuka means Kanchali. Kanchuka Patam Kuchapi Amonchiti Kuchakanaka Divyat Kalash. You know, we have these kalashes, these yagya kumbhas or kalashes. So sometimes Radharani's, Lord Shiva, and he's glorifying Radharani's form and qualities and leelas in this Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. He says, Kumbha Shushtani. He's describing Radharani's breasts as like kumbhas, water pots, jugs, water jugs. And this is a general, this is a fact. But here he's also saying Kalash. Kalash means kumbha, or, and it says Divyat, Kucha Kanaka Divyat Kalashayo. Their Kanaka, their Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radharani's form is transcendentally golden and effulgent and very attractive. But its breasts, it says here Kucha, it says Kucha Kanaka, but then it says Divyat. These are not ordinary kalashas, these are transcendental divine. As I mentioned, the entire form of Srimati Radharani, from her hair to her toenails, is not made of bones and flesh and fat, as we experience in this world. Totally transcendental. Divya means shining. Divya means shining, effulgent, radiant. And Divya means transcendental, spiritual. And Divya means playful, divyati. So all of those, of course, those adjectives apply to the transcendental personalities. They are, in fact, transcendental. Their bodies are divya sharir, divya kalevaram, divya deha. Just like we have, or we will get, a divine form, a divya kalevaram, a divine spiritual form, and that's perfect. Perfect means eternal. Perfect means no decay. Perfect means no pain, nothing. So it's called Siddha Deha, perfect. Siddha means spiritual, transcendental. Siddha Deha, divine Deha, Alokik Deha. So Radharani's body is described here, her transcendental body. And to remind everyone that this is not mundane, and so we can not, there's not even a thread of comparison between Radha and Krishna's Divya Leela. It's also called Divya Leela, transcendental pastimes, and the activities of men and women of this world, which are simply the interactions of the modes of nature with mundane, disgusting material bodies, which are destined to perish and disappear. So this is one point always keep in mind when we read such descriptions of the sevas here at the Manjari. So they will assist like this, and it says that, I'll place a silken blouse in your golden jug-like breast, and sometimes I will hang jeweled ankle bells on your nice ankles. So it says manjira. It says kvachana mani manjira. It's, of course, poetry. It says kvachana mani manjira yugalam. Yugala means yoga, means a pair, and manjira means ankle bells. You can say nupura or manjira. Mani manjira, as money is jewels. You can say Ratna Nupura. This is Mani Manjira Yugalam. So he's saying here, this is what he's saying, that sometimes hanging jeweled ankle bells on your nice ankles. Everything's nice about Radharani. Everything's nice, everything's transcendental, everything's sweet and beautiful. So there's a second translation. This is, of course, the read the translations. Lady sit there. Sometimes separating your tangled hairs by my own fingernails. Anchinvantikeshan kvachana karaje. Karaje means fingernails. That's an interesting comb to use. Because in, it says there, separating your tangled hairs with my fingernails. So I guess that's value of growing long fingernails. You can separate they're good weapons also. But they don't need any weapons up there. So then it says, he says, sometimes separating your tangled, these are sometimes, kvachana. Sometimes separating your tangled hairs by my own fingernails. Sometimes putting a special silken bodice on your lustrous golden pitcher-like breasts. Sometimes putting jeweled anklets on your graceful ankles. Oh my goodness. Oh, he's taking Sue. That's interesting. Instead of saying good maidservant. Oh, yeah, he's saying that. Oh my goodness, Sri Radhe. When will I ever become your extra lucky maidservant? Definitely it's good fortune. Here the translation is, when will I become your good maidservant? Sue. Sue Paricharini. So that's the two translations. Each one has a nice flavor of the translators. There are 4 points in this verse, the title of which is Variegated Sevas at Radha's Manjaris. One is Kesh Seva, which means hair care, all kinds of hair care. Then dressing and ornamenting, which means Shringar and Alankar. So there's Kesh Seva, Shringar and Alankar, and then the fourth point is it. What's being described here, all these sevas are not being done hanging in the sky. They're being done in a place, at some place, at some time, in association of Radharani and her Sakhi Manjaris, and or also Krishna, or not, Krishna may not be there. So then we'll hear about the place of these sevas. The seva, then the place, then the mood, and the exchanges. And that will be the fourth point of the verse, Kunja Leela and timely sevas. Timely seva is important. Like if you give a cold drink in the winter, probably someone wouldn't appreciate it. You say, I bought some ice cold water for you. And no thanks. I may want hot water. So time, is everything is time. Time, bhav, mood, situation. And there's so many variables. So let's discuss the first point. That first word, of course, this is the last word, Suparicharini, Ahamaho. Ahamaho, oh, that's why he says, my goodness. Ahamaho. Aho can mean, oh, aho means, oh my goodness, aho. And he simply says, oh, Sri Radhe. Aho means, oh. But in this poet slash translator, this person is very poetic. He says, my goodness, 3 exclamation points. My goodness, dot, dot, dot. Sri Radhe, dot, dot, dot. That kind of flair is not here. But, and he even made this like pada, like lines of a poem. Sometimes separating your tangled hairs by my own fingernails, sometimes putting a special silken bodice on your lustrous golden pitcher-like breasts, sometimes putting jeweled anklets on your graceful ankles. Oh my goodness, Sri Radhe, what am I thinking? What am I hankering for? What am I desiring? What am I meditating on? What is my heart's cherished desire? Oh, when will I ever become so lucky? Your extra lucky maidservant. So everyone is fortunate. If someone finds God, he's very fortunate. And if someone pursues God, he's very fortunate. And if someone realizes God, he's most fortunate. And if someone gets to serve personally God, he's very, very fortunate. But if someone becomes a maidservant of Radharani in the Kunja Leela of Braj, he/she is super, super, as he says, extra lucky. Adik, so bhagya, lucky maidservant. So he says, Suparicharini. One translator says, I want to be a good maidservant. Because we see in this world, we have sometimes you have house, and you have servants. You have good servants? Maybe. I don't know. Oh yeah, bad servants, mostly bad, especially in an age of badness. This is a bad age, so everything's bad. So he said, I want to be a good one. So we should also be like good servants of our gurus and good servants of Krishna. I remember sometimes they say, oh, he's not a good devotee. Sometimes you hear this phrase, oh, he's not a good devotee. Oh, why? Ah, he's too selfish. He does wants to do his own thing. We ask to do seva, he never wants to do anything. So people say, well, he's a bad servant. So why is Sripad, he's praying, kada, when? When shall I, O Radharani, when shall I become your su paricharani? When will I become your good maidservant? Why? That's the question, the answer. Because the mantris, they must know and they must do exactly what, they must know exactly when and how to serve Radha Govinda Yugo, so that there, Radha Krishna's divine pastimes will flow on smoothly and blissfully without any disturbance or disruption. As we heard that, so they have to be, yesterday we heard chaturam vivita, vivita paricharika chaturam. They must be expert and clever in many varieties of service, but they must be more than that, because they must be to the micron of time on the mark. So someone might be very expert and they might be know a variety of things, but they come in a little too late, or they're not there when you need them, or they miss their cue. So it's, where is that so-and-so? We really, like there's some Mangalarti, and every day this person comes, and he's a good singer. You say, and so many guests are there. You say, where is that Krishnadas? He's a good singer. He's not, what? Oh, I don't know, he's sleeping. So then, okay, I have to sing. So then someone sings, and everyone's like this. I saw on someone's Facebook where they said, they wrote someone a letter, who was leading that Mangalartik the other day in Krishna Balaram? This was a senior devotee of the temple. Some new devotee, I never heard such a sweet and devotional Mangalartik in the 40 years I'm in Vrindavan. And then someone said, that's so-and-so Das, whatever. Oh, I want to meet him. And then someone else made a comment, yes, I want a recording of that. And then somebody comments on that. So it's, people want purity and they want talent. So what a great combination. Talent, expertise, and purity. So where do you find that? In Srila Prabhupada. The best. The best talent, the best sweetness, and the most purity and love. So when you hear Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, everywhere, everyone says, I like it. I like it. You go in a Manipuri temple that's been here for 300 years, and you walk in, Prabhupada, and the pujari is somewhere, wherever. He comes for a save and goes, and everyone's here and there in the mandir, in the ashram, widows and retired gentlemen, whatever. It's a private temple. It has nothing to do with ISKCON at all. It's Narottam Das Thakur Parampara. And then a little box plugged into the wall in the deity room. And you come in for darshan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. I say, hey, Jai Gurudev. Then you go somewhere else. You know, you can go anywhere. I'm sure you can probably go to Haridwar into some Mayavadi ashram. And just because they also have temples, like in Vrindavan. There's a Mayavadi library and ashram of Akanda Nandan, a famous saint of Braj, and Advaitin Sannyasi, a big guru of Braj in the 70s, 60s and 70s, big scholar and pundit, and well-known among the seniors of Vrindavan, a big goshala on the road into the Vrindavan, left-hand side, and his bifocal ashram. When you go in there, they have a temple of Nritya Gopal, dancing Gopal. White marble. It's been there since 1960. Because, you know, they worship murtis because it's really hard to meditate on light. Okay, sit down and meditate on Brahman. Only thing that comes to my mind is I'm hungry. No, that's not good. Let me think more. I think Brahman. Okay, let me hold a flashlight. Turn on a flashlight. Brahman. And look at the light of a flashlight in my eyes. It doesn't work. Okay, look at Gopal. So that everywhere they utilize angas, even that's why it says in Shastra, even Advaitins or Mayavadis, they can't attain perfection without contacting some anga of bhakti, like Archan. Many things are there. ultimately they have to have the blessings of the personal God to get whatever they get, because he's the Adikarta and the Karan of everything. He, Bhagavan. So you'll see there in Murti. So they, oh yeah, this is better. I look at Gopal. And then finally I realize I'm Gopal. And Gopal is simply a vikar of Brahman. And so this is just a vikar, a transformation of Brahman. So beyond Gopal is Brahman, and I am that. Beyond Gopal, soham, I am that. So ultimately I merge into Gopal, and we merge into the Brahman, and it's Nirvishesh Kaivalya Mukti. Halivo! But if you go to Haridwar, to one of their ashrams, they probably in their temple that they have there, Gopal or whomever, you probably find Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada, they have Bhaktivinoda Thakura made this phrase, he said, he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, while thou art living still in sound. And while living, they try to spread the holy name around. So Prabhupada is Nitya. He's Nitya. And he came here to make us Nitya, bring us, we're Nitya Bada, so he's Nitya Siddha. So he says, now you become Siddha. You become perfect, Siddha. So even as he came to chant, they often say when they write about Prabhupada, he said, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. In India they call ISKCON. And leave here, everywhere in Europe, they write about, they don't know what is ISKCON. They don't even know what ISKCON is. But in India, no one knows what Hare Krishna movement is. No one knows what the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There's something called ISKCON, and there's some other ISKCON. There's a lot of ISKCONs. But in America, there's no temple has a sign ISKCON. You go to Delhi, Bombay, and they're just imitating Bombay. In Bombay, guest house, on top of the guest house, neon sign, red letters, ISKCON. And then when they built Delhi, it's like, you know, same thing, ISKCON. But you go to New York, there's 100 temples in 200-300 temples in Europe and America, South America. None of them say ISKCON. They all say, they have a big sign, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Then underneath it, the Hare Krishna movement. You don't have to say that. Everybody knows. Like everyone says, oh, yeah, I'm living in that mandir, you know, where all the Videshis live. I'm an Indian. Oh, you mean Videshi mandir? No, Krishna Bala mandir. Krishna Bala mandir. I've been to Vrindavan so many times. I never heard of Krishna Bala mandir. Oh, Videshi mandir. So since time immemorial, it's been called Videshi mandir. So we're forever known as the Hare Krishna movement. So here Prabhupada is spreading the Hare Krishna mantra 50 years later, 1965, 35, 40, and 10, 50. Is it right? 65, he left India. Now it's 19. So 50 years after Prabhupada's returning to Nitya Leela, then people are still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He sat and he chanted that in 1969. He chanted one round with all the devotees in the temple. They recorded it and they put it on a tape. So 50 years and 100 years and 250 years and 300 years. As it appears that Prabhupada is the father of the international Hare Krishna movement. This is an amazing thing. Because Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam. Kalo anasteva 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 gattiranyata. There is no other thing. And you try anything and you end up back here. You start with Hare Krishna and say, oh, it doesn't work. Let me go Vipassana Yoga. Let me become Buddhist. Let me become yogi. Let me become bogi. Let me become this, that, anything. And you go here, there, everywhere. Brahma Bhuvanaloke, Punar Arvishin Arjuna. Then when you finally come back on your feet and get your head straight, you'll say, hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You've gone full circle, as they say. Full karma chakra circle. Janma mrityu jara vyadi, janma mrityu jara vyadi, dukkha dosha darshanam. And again, janma mrityu jara vyadi, dukkha dosha darshanam. And again, you put it on endless loop. You press on your thing, A. Then it goes, it just keeps going on and on and on. This is karma chakra, samsara chakra. So, they had to know exactly what to do. So that the divine leelas of Radha Govinda flow on blissfully without any disturbance or disruption. Here's an example of the Manjari's Suparicharani is being explained. She's very expert. She's expert according to Kala Desha Patra, time, place, and circumstance. So here's an example of timely seva. I know it's hot and it's summer, and maybe some neighbors are sitting in front of your house, and they're just chit-chatting. So you come by and go inside. Then you think, oh, it'd be nice. They must be thirsty, it's hot. And you make some sherbet, what they call sherbet, or tandai, they say tandai. And then you bring on a tray and you come out and say, Radhe, Radhe, take some tandai. They say, oh, that's nice. Mrijvasi seva. It's bhav. When you have eyes of bhav, you see opportunities to do bhav seva everywhere. But most people have eyes of exploitation. What can I get from you? What can I get from you? Everywhere looking to get. To get, to take, to steal, to profit, to rip. Especially like when you, as soon as you put one foot in any shop in Loy Bazaar, you're doomed. You're not going to go out there without, they're going to turn you upside down and they take everything out of your pocketbook and say, you sure you don't have anything more? Something stuffed down here like Village Ladies or something? They'll take every penny out of you. Oh yeah, I'll take this too. I just want a peacock feather. That's 5 rupees. And then they give you this, that, everything. You got this box this big. So this is taking. So then this is timely. So the maidservants are outside the kunja, and Radha and Krishna are inside the kunja, and they're looking through the interstitches of the kunja diwar, of the wall, natural foliage and shrubs and tree walls of the kunja mandir, in the bowers of Braj. And they're looking through the foliage, and they see how Radha and Krishna are floating on the waves of the ocean. Such nice phrases. Must be amazing in Bengali. They're floating on the waves of the ocean of their loving pastimes. Due to ecstasy, the playful couple don't even notice when some obstacles may appear. So what type of obstacle could arrive at this most confidential, intimate moment of loving exchanges? Because when you're really absorbed in something, you don't even know. You know, your hair is disheveled, or something falls off, or you drop this or that. So, example. In the course of their exchanges, Radha and Krishna's hair may become hopelessly ensnarled and entangled in their nose, and Krishna's nose ring, and Radharani's nose ring, and earrings. They both wear nose rings, and they both wear earrings. And without their even knowing it. And so if your hair's all entangled in someone else's nose ring, and you can't, you're kind of like tied up. It's can't move your head, but they don't even know. So if that was all, if you're free from that obstruction or disturbance, then you feel more comfortable and everything would flow more smoothly. So seeing that the time is right, because the playful couple, they don't even notice when some obstacle may appear. So then the, immediately detecting this, the super parichanani, that very expert and good maidservant, she will detecting this, the attentive good maidservant, that extra lucky maidservant, she will immediately enter the kunja and disentangle Radha's hair from Krishna's. The playful couple, however, don't even feel the least bit of disturbance, least bit disturbed by the presence of that manjari in their presence, besides them, because Radha and Krishna consider that the manjari is to be the embodiment of their joyful bliss. In other words, Radha and Krishna are together and they're enjoying so much intense joy and happiness with each other. And then that they're generating so much bliss within themselves, Ananda Sindhu, that bliss, because that there's so much bliss, that bliss creates a certain brahm, that Anand creates a certain brahm or bewilderment where they're not even aware that there may be some, they may, in their bliss of their exchanges, they may have created some obstacle which will reduce the flow of more bliss, the waves of bliss. So then the blissful combination of the two produces another type of bliss which appears as a sevite. It's as if this moment requires one third thing. There's three components. There's two components here, but we need one more component. There's two of us, but we need one more person to just smooth things out. So the combined bliss of Radha and Krishna produce another expansion of their bliss in the form of a mantri, a maidservant who comes in and does the needful. So they don't feel that this is an intruder. Who is this? What are you doing here? They feel, our bliss has become personified. Like, my hair is really entangled in yours, and your hair is really entangled in my nose ring, etc., earrings. And they may even think, as soon as they think, it'd be nice if somebody could untangle them, but my hands and arms are busy. So then, just that thought, and even before they think it, all of a sudden, magically, and invisibly, that thought for blissful service becomes personified as a blissful parichanani, suparichanani. This is what is told here. They consider that mandri to be the embodiment, means personification, of their joyful bliss. Deftly using her fingernails, because, if you use your fingers, it's not so exact. Using fingernails, it's like trying to use a pair of pliers to take a splinter out of your foot. And if you have some very small tweezers, very fine, like surgical forceps, whatever they call them, tweezers, I guess, and they're very pointed like that, then you can just catch that thorn in your foot and doot, take it out. It's very necessary, thing to have if you live in Braj. Because when you do frikkum all the time, you step on thorns. So pliers, you call koa or whatever, they don't work so well. You need some fine instrument to do the job. Surgical tools. So the fingernails of the mantris are like fine surgical instruments in the operation of love. So these long fingernails, doot, doot, doot. And they don't break. Never. Because they're transcendental. They don't get split or brittle or crack. And they're naturally shiny and colorful like rubies. You don't have to put polish on them. So there they are, with their fingernails. Karaje, Kwachana Karaje. Achinvanti Keshan Kwachana Karaje. Achinvanti Keshan Kwachana Karaje. Kanchuka Patam Kwachapi Amushnati. This means you're good. You're expert. You're good. Deftly, expertly, carefully using her fingernails, the kinkari quickly disentangles their hair and then scoots out of the kunj so that the pastimes continue without hindrance. Truly, this maidservant is blessed, and so is her seva. So then, there's another lila told here. Anatika. When Radha Madhav's kunja leelas are over, some of the kinkris, paricharanis or suparicharanis, they enter the kunja to render a variety of sevas. When they enter the keli kunj, the kinkari sees that Srimati's dark blue curly hair braid has opened like a fan tail of a peacock. And it's become, her hair braid, Baini, has become tangled during the wild amorous pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur describes this moment in a beautiful verse fit for deep contemplation. Of course, these are verses from Prarthana, which is full of prayers, different types of prayers, Dainya Bodhika, prayers of humility and Sharanagati, submission, and prayers for seva, hankering for seva, Savishta, Prarthana, prayers where you're expressing your desires for seva of the divine couple. And this, of course, is a bhajan manual for the Raganuga Sadakas, Prarthana, by Narottam Das Thakur. So every verse is a beautiful meditation on the Nam Rup Gun and Leela of Radha Madhav. So that is mentioned here. And he says, Chodike Sakira Maje Radhikara Ingate Chirani Lohia Kare Dari Kutila Kuntala Sab Vitariya Anacharav Vonaiba Vichitra Kavari. Vonaiba Vichitra Kavari. He says, while I am surrounded by Radhika's Sakis, Radhika winks at me, so I will hold a comb in my hand and comb all of Priya's curly locks, Priyaji's curly locks, and again tie them in a wonderful braid. So that's the meditation. And it brings us to mind that, as we said, the entire form of the manjari is made of seva. So everything, her ears are always engaged in seva, her nose is engaged in seva, her lips, her chin, her eyebrows, her hair, her mind, everything of her transamadhi, her fingernails are engaged in seva, her toenails, everything is engaged in seva. The manjari engages her toes in seva. How do you engage your toes in the conjugal pastimes of Radha Krishna? How do you engage your toes? No anguli, parangali, parangali, you say? How do you engage your toes in the service of Radha Krishna's Kunjalila? Now that's an interesting question. Make that the title, Engaging Your Toes in Krishna's Service. What's this? You know, because it used to make very catchy titles for Prabhupada's tapes. And then you listen to it and you wouldn't find... So, how does it work? The mandris in Radharani and Sakhi's mandris of Alkanda Nandagam. It's Pratak Leela, 6 to 8:30 in the morning. And they've all assembled there in Nandagam under the order and arrangement of Kundalata and Jatila and Durvasamuni, Yogamaya, Purnamasi, and Yashodama. So they've all come together there to prepare a wonderful breakfast for Krishna to make him robust and healthy, happy, and live a long life and be free from any disturbances, because this was the boon and benediction given to Radharani by Dravasa when he one day visited her palace when she was a young girl. That's a whole other story we told once. So, it's a nice story. So now, the mandris are there and they're serving the bhog, or, well, it's actually prasad, because it's all offered to their deity. They have a Narayan deity. They have a temple of Lord Narayan in their house. You can see when you see charts and diagrams of the Nitya Leela in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Each room, different rooms are there. How many rooms are there? Each room is dedicated to a different purpose. So there's the Narayan Mandir. Just like Mahaprabhu has his Narayan Mandir and Shalagram Mandir in his house. So everything is offered there. Prepared by the Sakhi Manjaris and Rohini and Yashoda, of course. Then they offer to the... So Krishna's eating Mahaprasad. But they just think, well, because Krishna there, Krishna in the Mandir, or Krishna here, it's the same Krishna. Different than tattva and form and leela, etc. Same tattva, rather. But form and leela and rasa are different. So, Manjaris are serving. So now, Krishna is curious... What kunja is... Where am I supposed to meet Radharani after breakfast? And after, when I go for Gocharan Leela and Purvan Leela at 8:36 to 10:48, I will do on Gocharan Leela. I will take all the cows out. But I don't know which way to go. I can go west to Kamivan. I can go east to Vrindavan. I can go south to Govardhan. I can go north to Koshi. Or so many places I can go. I don't know where to go, because I only move according to Radharani's wish, according to her will. Well, the coward boys, they don't know what... I say, okay, because the coward boys all gather around me. They say, okay, Krishna, where are we going today? Because he's the leader. Balaram Adamangal Subali. So they all come and wait outside his room, and he finally comes back from Gupta Kund and Vrindakund from his Yogapit, morning Yogapit meeting of with Radharani and all the Gopikas. And then they say, okay, where is it today, Krishna? Because it's a surprise. Because Krishna only found out 5 minutes before. So no one can send him a message ahead of time, SMS, when he's in his bedroom. Where are we going today? Because he can't. I said, I don't know. I don't even know myself. So how does he find out? By the toes of the Manjaris. So when the Manjaris are serving out to Krishna, they already have a pre-arranged communication system. So when the Manjari comes and she's serving, Krishna will have one, he's eating at one hand. One hand he puts on the floor in front of his plate, just near where the Manjari walks up and down. So when the Manjari walks down the aisles between the rows and rows of coward boys, so many coward boys are all lined up, they're all eating together. Madhumangal sits opposite Krishna, Balaram sits on his right, and then on his left is Subal and Sridham. All boys are there in long lines. Manjari's sakis are serving. Radharani is shy, she stays in the kitchen and hands the preparations to Yashoda and Rohini. So the Manjari, Krishna knows. So the Manjari comes along with her right. You want water? Just give, take this. Here. So the Manjari comes along, and Krishna already knows. They know the basic communication system. Just like if you have a road map and you know how to drive and you get someone gives you the map, okay, now I can find my way, or now you have some guidance system. You know, you just press the button, you don't have to open it. So, at any rate, so Krishna, the Manjari comes, and with her big toe she presses on Krishna's right, his left pinky. So that left pinky means go to Govardhan. And then come the Radhakund. So now the Manjaris, with their toes, they're serving. Amazing, huh? So, you can't touch, you know, you can't use your feet. Here our feet are, you know, you have to keep, you can't show your feet to the deity. You have to keep, you know, it's an offense. We have to cover our feet. You can't show your feet to other Vaishnavas, etc. Unless you're some Acharya, then... But even then, there are certain rules, so we don't consider the feet to be something that's... The feet are engaged in service, like we see in Ambarish Maharaj in 9th Canto. He uses his feet and carrying him on Prikama, Mandir Prikama, or carrying him to Vrindavan. He would come every month from Madhya Pradesh, Ambarish Maharaj. He lived in Madhya Pradesh. He would come every month on Ekadasi on his chariot, and then he'd get off his chariot and walk through Mathura to Ambarish Tila, where his palace was. His summer house or whatever, and do austerity there, Ekadasi Brat and Dwadasi Brat with his wife. He would do Nirjal Ekadasi with his wife, and next day he would do Payo Brat, take milk and water, a great king Ambarish Maharaj. So he's a great Vaishnav king, and he came. His place is there, his Leela Stali is there in Mathura, and basically little in the city itself, Ambarish Tila. So this is using your feet. So we use our feet, but this is a very wonderful... So this is the Suparicharika. She's very expert in such a thing. So he says like that. So I will take a comb in my hand and comb all of Priyaji's curly locks. Because now Radharani's sitting on her flower bed. She's relaxed. So now a comb is appropriate. Sometimes fingernails are appropriate. Sometimes toes are appropriate. Sometimes a comb is appropriate. What is the name of Radharani's comb? It's mentioned in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. It's called Swastida. Swastida. And it's made of ivory. It's an ivory comb and it's inset with blue sapphires. Swastida. Swasti, swasti, swasti hum. Radharani wears ornaments. We're talking about Sringhar. So she wears one of those, like when people get married, they have rings on their... Ladies have maybe four rings or so. And then they have some wrist thing, and then there's chains to go from the rings, on their finger to the wrist, and in the middle there's some metal plate. So the Manjaris put these type on both hands, or maybe, I guess. Decorate Radharani's beautiful lotus hands with those, and on the back it's engraved. It says R, A-D-H-A, Radha. And what is the name of that ornament or that bhushan? It's called Vipaksha Mardan. Vipaksha Mardan means to destroy, eliminate, and Vipaksha means my rivals. The opposite paksha, the opposite group. Chandravali, Shaibya Padma, because if Radharani is any time she's with Krishna and her mandris say, you know, we're being spied on. She gets some information. We're being spied on right now by some of the sakis at Chandravali. They're watching your pastimes from a distance. They see you walking. They see you're in Ban Bihar and Radhakund. So Radharani says, oh, okay. And she lifts her hand up like this. And then they see the sun is shining, and the sun hits her golden thing, and it shines off. Radha, Radha, I'm the winner. I'm with Shyam, you're not. And they all look, ooh. So you take a mirror, a darpan, and if the sun is shining, you catch it in the mirror, then you angle it, and it can light up your friend's face. You know, when you're little, you play like that. You know, the mirror is there, you get the sun, tap. So Radharani's shiny ornaments, they hit there and they light up on their faces. Radha, Radha. And they say, ooh, how can we get Shyam away from Radharani? So it's called Vipaksha Mardan. It destroys the enemy party. So the Mandris love to tie these on Radharani's wrist when they're doing Sringhar Seva, which is also mentioned here. Sringhar, Lankara, Kesh Seva, and Kunja Lila, expertise according to time. These are the 4 points. So as the Mandris perform the seva for Radharani's hair, that's a nice point. So sometimes he's a comb. So as the Mandris are combing Radharani's hair and making it very straight and very nice and beautiful, making a braid, at that time, they're feeling such ecstasy, sattvic vikaras, in their own sakhi bhav, radhasneha adik bhav, that their hairs are standing on end, romancha. Yeah. Radharani's hairs are not standing on end, but the mandri is like, whoa, this is ecstatic. I can't believe it that I'm here. I'm so fortunate. So their own hairs are standing erect over the joy generated from serving her Ishri Radha. You can imagine that anyone who selflessly or with a pure mind serves another person, husband to wife, wife to husband, friend to friend, mother to children, that when one serves someone with a pure heart and selfless mind, then he actually feels happy. He feels some happy generated from that activity, which is a material exchange here. So you can imagine the degree and intensity of joy when your whole body is made of bliss. Your whole body is made of Anand, and you're serving Anand personified. Radharani is Ladini Shakti personified, Mahabhava Sarupini. So you just touch one of her hairs, and you touch one little tiny electric wire, you're shocked. It has effect on you. One little wire. If it's somehow one little tiny, skinny little, thin little copper wire, you plug it into the outlet and touch it, and zip. You may get such an exciting jolt that you fly out of here. So that's contacting mundane power. The effect of that mundane power contacting you, it can finish you. So just imagine one hair on Radharani's divine head. One thin hair is like a copper wire. It's carrying not electricity, but the radiance and vibration of pure ecstatic Mahabhav. So when a mandri is combing those hairs, there's one prayer in Sankalpa Kama by Sankalpa Kalpa Druma by Vinod Valerie Mandri. And a mandri sroop being written down as Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. He says, when will I comb your hair with the greatest expertise, and at that time I will consider every hair on your head to be more valuable to me than millions and millions of my own lives. It's not like modern days materialistic people with mundane, ignorant bodies. You know, ladies comb their hair and take out 10,000 hairs at a brush, you know, every time they pull out and go, it all comes out in a balls of stool and they throw it out. So, and they don't really care. Oh, and they pull, and, oh, ouch. Oh, anyway, hell, throw it out. But such TLC, such tender loving care, that one hair in Radharani's hair is so valuable. One hair in Radharani's head is so valuable to her Suparicharini Manjaris that they're ready to sacrifice and give up millions of their own lives just to care for that hair and protect it. This is Radharani's case. So the Manjaris are brushing combing Radharani's hair. They don't have hairbrushes. Combing Radharani's hair and doing it very nicely. It's called Kesh Seva. That's a type of seva. We say hairdresser. I went to the hairdresser and you got a wash and a shampoo and a conditioning and a setting and a cutting and this, that. So this, in the spiritual world, this is one branch of seva, Kesh Seva. And of course, they sometimes, because the Manjaris learn all these arts, as we heard yesterday, that beautiful verse from Vrindavan Mahimamrita, that the Manjaris learn all these arts, sakshat. They learn directly from Radharani. In this verse 48, or excuse me, I don't know the verse, but it's in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Shikshita Shesha Kala Koshala Shalinim Sri Ishwari Vagadi Sravangita Vikshakshanam. That Sri Ishwari herself, Srimati Radharani, will directly teach her Manjaris. It's like an older sister may teach her younger sister some special arts or some special talents that she may have. But she may not share or teach those talents or skills with any random lady or young girl here and there. But because it's her sister and so near and such a beloved near and dear one, her family member, then she feels she likes to. She rather enjoys teaching her, oh, I know this, I know that, let me show you. And it's a beautiful exchange of receiving and giving knowledge. Giving knowledge is a beautiful feeling, and receiving knowledge from a wisdom teacher is also a wonderful feeling. So the Manjaris feel very wonderful and happy to receive the personal instruction of Radharani. You can imagine, there's a famous picture. Prabhupada was in Dallas in 1975 or so, and there's a Gurukula there in the temple, Radha Kalachanji, something like that, Kalachanji, deity, which they bought from Jayapur. A Krishna deity, he was standing in a gift store in Jayapur, holding the door open. He was a black marble deity, very old deity. It was some gift store. In order to attract people from the sidewalk, this businessman in Jayapur, it was a gift shop. They have murtis and all kinds of applique and all kinds of Jayapur type things. So the front door was open. So he walked down the sidewalk, and it's a very common thing in Chandi Chowk, or what do you say, Connaught Place? When you go to Connaught Place, people hang all kinds of junk outside. Weird-looking peacocks out of brass or some stuffed parrots or any kind of thing to attract your attention. So he had this 5-foot-tall black marble deity holding the door open. So the some of Prabhupada's disciples were there buying things for the deities, and then they saw this deity, and they called Prabhupada, and they said, Krishna's a doorman down here, chokidar for the shop. And then Prabhupada says, buy that deity, we'll install him in one of our temples. So then they bought Kalachanji. I believe this is a story, if my memory serves me correctly. Then he ended up going to Dallas. So in that temple, very beautiful, I've been there, very very beautiful. It's very large face. Not like ordinary ISKCON deities, which are all basically modeled after, if they come later, they're modeled after Radhasham, kind of thin type face. Very big moon-like face. And like maybe the way they used to make deities in old days. Now they make little, maybe more refined or whatever, different style or bhav. So there in that temple, there's a gurukul. And there's a picture and an anecdote where the devotees, the young boys in the gurukul, were learning Sanskrit. And they were writing the mantras and letters, ka, ka, ga, this, that, young boys. And then it shows a picture of Prabhupada holding one boy's hand, Labangalatika and her husband, Labangalatika's son named Dwarkadish. He's a little boy, like five, all shaved head, looked like one of the four Kumaras in long ago, 1975. So Prabhupada's holding his hand and with his glasses on showing him, no, you write like this, dot, dot, dot. So now imagine the feeling that that young boy, young devotee had when Prabhupada, the founder of the ISKCON, is holding his hand and teaching him shiksha, shikshatesha, shikshatesha, teaching him how to write the mantras and letters of the Sanskrit language. How much he felt, and how much love Prabhupada must have felt, like a father, like a teacher, like a guru, like a friend, teaching this young boy. No, it's like this. It goes up like this and down like that, then straight line. So now, taking that idea, and then you're the Manjari, and Radharani's teaching you, taking your hand. No, you brush like this. So now, Radharani will teach, has taught the Manjaris how to do Kesh Seva. How? She'll bring Lalita, come here. Say, look, watch. First you hold the hair in your left hand like this. And you go like this. And she'll show the Manjari exactly how to do it, precisely. The Manjari will learn expertly, directly from Radharani's hand. It says, Sri Ishvari, Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Sri Ishvari Shiksha, Sakshat Shiksha, directly. Now later, sometimes in Vrindavan, Yamuna Leela, then Krishna and Radharani are enjoying rasa dance, and then sometimes Krishna leaves and he hides, Radharani searches for him. Sometimes Radharani leaves, and then Krishna searches for her and finds her in Imlitala. Then they walk along, they go to Sringharvat. And Radharani's hair is all disheveled and tangled from the rasa dance and dancing, you know, they're dancing like wild. You know? It's not that everything's pinned and set. Everything just goes wild. And even one of the dances in rasa dance called Tandava, Tandava Nritya, that's when Krishna dances like Lord Shiva. There's Nataraj, well, there's Krishna Nataraj. He doesn't just dance like, you know, it's like Nataraj. It's called Nataraj. It's called Tandava Nritya, dancing the Tandava. It's a type of male dance. And there's Chalika and Halasalika, different types of dancing in the ras. You know? So Krishna, so Radharani's hair is all like this. So Krishna, he said, oh, Radharani, let me brush your hair. And so, but he doesn't really know. He hasn't been trained. So the Manjari comes and trains Krishna how to, Krishna, you do like this. Because he starts doing it, then Radharani looks like, because Krishna's pulling her hair, you know, he's just not doing it right. And she's going, and one Manjari's holding a mirror so she can see Krishna. And the mirror is in front of Radharani, but she's not looking at herself and how her hair is being combed, but she's looking at Shyam behind and how much he's concentrating, and he's furrowing his eyebrows, and he's really trying to brush her hair so nicely. And Radharani's really appreciating. He's really serious, but he's hurting me. You know, when someone, if you have long hair, someone pulls, you go like this. So then, and Krishna is like feeling a little frustrated because usually he's pretty good at everything. He's God. So then Radharani, she winks, you know, as it's said in the previous verse, we said in this verse from Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Vichakshana Parigitam. By her eyes, by her words, by her gestures, Radharani communicates to the maidservants exactly when to come and do something. So the mantri's there, maybe fanning in a kunja bower, fanning outside and watching Krishna trying to comb Radharani's hair. So Radharani looks at, you know, then as soon as she sees Radharani go, then she's, oh, I better go inside. So in a flash of a second, the Manjari runs inside. He says, oh, Shyam, listen, you know, do you mind, do you know how to do that? And not so well. I've never done it. Let me show you. And then the Manjari starts brushing Radharani's hair and making it nice, Kesh Seva. And Krishna says, oh, you learn so nicely. He said, yes. Do you know who my teacher is? And Shyam said, no. Priyaji. Acha? Yeah. Now look, watch. Now be attentive. I'll teach you. So then the Manjari trains Krishna. Then afterwards, after that Leela, then Krishna became famous as Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. That's how Krishna got the name Keshav. Jai Jai Sri Radhesham. So, as the Manjari performs a seva for Radharani's hair, Achinvati Keshan Kwachana Karaje, that's her Kesh seva. Her own hair, Manjari's hair of her own transcendental body, are standing erect in ecstasy over the joy generated from serving her Ishvari Radha. This is Kesh seva. Now, the next seva that's discussed is Shringhar. Shringar seva. We have Shringar Artik, where you see the new outfit of the deity. So this is described Kanchukapatam Kachapi Amunchati Kucha Kanaka Devyat Kalashaya. Shringar means dressing. Hair care, that's Kesh, and then dressing, Shringar, then ornamenting or decorating, that's Alankar, Bhushana. The Shripad notices that Srimati's blouse is soaked by sweat drops. So she removes it and places a dry, nicely scented, soft, silken blouse on Radharani's divine, golden, jug-like breast. Kanchuka Patam Kuchakanaka Divya Kalash. Kalash. Some Manjaris fan the divine couple. Some rearrange their disheveled cloths, and some apply new tilak and sindur, which was smeared off during the battle of Cupid with her Sham Sindur. Some of the Manjaris replace the wilted, broken flower malas with fresh, fragrant ones. Now, this is the Shringar Seva. Give me the thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that's the second point of the verse describing Shringhar, when so many different activities are done. Now this is Alankar, ornaments, and the verse is saying Sagulfe Nyasyanti Kwachana Mani Manjira Jugalam. Mani Manjira Jugalam, on your pair of your lotus feet, I will put Mani Manjira, jeweled ankle bells. Kwachana means sometimes I will do this. Mani Manjira Jugalam. Sagulfe. Alankar means ornaments. Bangles, ankle bells, waist bells. So Sripad is saying in Manjari Srupavesh, when will I hang jeweled ankle bells on your beautiful ankles? Because they had previously fallen off during your Kunja Krita with Keshav. The Manjaris expertly does all her services for the satisfaction of Radha Govinda Yugo, and thus she is aptly called Suparicharika, a good or expert maidservant. In deep meditation on Astakalya Lila, Sripad, Prabodh Ananda Saraswati, becomes completely enchanted by the beauty of Radhika's ankles, nicely decorated with jeweled ankle bells. Losing this spurti or deep monovision, visual experience within the mind, mono, I use that, mono vision. visual experience within the mind, Sripad laments and prays in the next verse, 55. But here he says, Kadasyam Shri Radhe. That's the end of the verse. Kadasyam Shri Radhe. Oh, Radhe, I was doing this seva. I was combing your hair. I was disentangling your hair so expertly with my fingernails. I was ornamenting your body and decorating you with fresh corset and blouse. And then just when I was tying the ankle bells in your ankle, the mani manjira, then that vision, I lost it. It's not exactly analogous, but we have some experience of seeing something and not seeing it. In a dream, everyone has dreamed. In a dream, you see something, someone, this, that, places. All of a sudden, it goes, poof. Oh, where was that? What was that? And maybe write it down if it was something extraordinary about guru or devotees or so. Like that. Well, it doesn't come again. So he's absorbed. It's not a dream. It's his purity of his bhav, spiritual pure love in his heart, has given him access to the actual aprakrita lila of Radha and Krishna. So he's seeing the pastimes. These pastimes are going on exactly at that moment when that's because a dream is only going on in your brain. You may be dreaming that you're going somewhere with someone, but we're in that other place where that person is. He's dreaming of something else, going somewhere with somebody else. So obviously you haven't entered into each other's leelas. But when the sadhaka, the siddha sadhaka, the siddha sadhu or siddha saint, at the level of bhava, bhakti, and prema, when he meditates, he enters the aprakrita lila dham, aprakrita lila bhumi, where Radha Krishna's divine madhur lila is going on. And then in his manjri sarup, then he's serving there in his manasik deha. And he's seeing leelas. He's not seeing some leela from the past and not seeing some leela from the future and serving there where I read about it. It's now time, right now, exactly this moment I'm meditating. It's called a sporti or a visporti, or maybe you mean saksha darshan, like in the case of Siddha Krishnadas. He was doing his bhajan and Govardhan, and then he opened the door and he saw Krishna sakshat and Balaram and thousands of coward boys, all the Nitya Siddha Parishads of Krishna. So that's the ultimate seeing of Krishna's aprakrita lila, the sakshat. So it's when you see it, and when you're serving there at that level of bhava and prema, it's happening right now, right then, and you're there. And then to fall out of that is like boom. It's like, oh, where was it? It was so beautiful, it was so sweet, so tender, so charming. Well, I hanker to go there again. So this is the experience of anyone who contacts transcendence. They want to again contact transcendence. And so he's praying, I can't see now. So Kadasyam Shri Radhe. Oho, oh Radhe. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, Shri Radhe. When will I ever become your extra lucky maidservant? Be merciful to me, O Karunamayi. Please allow me to fasten your jeweled ankle bells on your elegant lotus feet. Everything in the spiritual world is sentient, conscious, alive with consciousness, and full of love for Radha and Krishna. Everything. The Nupura Kinkri, the Makar Kundala, Radharani's earrings, Radharani's waist bells, Radharani's ornaments, her lankar, bhushna, everything is what? It is sentient, conscious. The ankle bells can hear. The ankle bells can see. The ankle bells can touch. The ankle bells can smell. Amazing. Adbhuta vichar. Ascharya tattva. But true. The ankle bells, the flute, Krishna's flute, Vamshi, Murali. She's a Sakhi. And then sometimes she's a Sakhi, sometimes she's a Vamshi. Sometimes she's Murali Sakhi, and sometimes she's Murali the Vansuri, the flute, Murali. So when the flute becomes a Sakhi, then she has no senses, and she's unconscious, and she's Jad, stone-like, lifeless, a Chaitana. No. So everything, Satchitananda Dham, Satchitananda Nam, Satchitananda Lila, Gun, Rupam, everything is, it's, no, Krishna is Satchitananda, devotees are Satchitananda, they're made of bliss, but not the trees. They're trees, and not the river, not the mountains, not the rocks. The mountains shiver in ecstasy, the mountains stand on end, and the rocks stand erect in bliss. The rocks melt and cry like tears. The rocks tremble, and it's not an earthquake. They tremble from the sound of Krishna's flute. Oh, no one runs in fear. Oh, Govardhan's going to split in half. The earth's going to open up, and I'm going to get swallowed. No, they think, wow. Because everyone's trembling at the same time. When Krishna plays his flute, Govardhan's trembling, the rocks are trembling, Yamuna's trembling, the trees are trembling. Everyone, any direction, any Sakhi looks in it, says, Sakhi, are you trembling? I'm trembling. Well, so are the trees. And the birds and the trees are trembling. The peacocks are trembling. Everyone's trembling. Romancha Kampa Sutaranga Bajo. This is the effect of consciousness, sentience. Consciousness, alive with consciousness and full of love for Radha and Krishna. So not only do acharyas or hanker for the seva, or anyone, the devotees, hanker, not only do they hanker for the seva, putting on Radharani's ankle bells on Hari Priya's lotus feet, they desire the great fortune that those ankle bells, also the mandris, they're hankering to put those ankle bells, those conscious, loving, ecstatic ankle bells, mani manjira, on Hari Priya's lotus feet. But they're also, they desire, oh, I wish ankle bells, I'm tying you on Radharani, on Hari Priya's feet. And you're going to sing and jingle so nicely, and you're going to radiate so many nice vibrations, and you're going to sing along with Radharani's Veena playing, and you're going to sing along and tinkle and jingle along with Krishna's flute playing in the ras. And you're going to be, wherever Radharani goes, you're going to be wrapped around her feet. You're very fortunate. You're very bhagya. You're more fortunate than me. So when I'm doing this, I'm thinking, oh, ankle bells, you're forever associating with Radharani. So then Narottam Das, in that mind, in that bhav, he says, Jabo go Brijendrapur, Jabo go Brijendrapura, Hobo Gopikara Nupura, Tadeya Charane Madhura Madhura Bajibo go, Tadeya Charane Madhura Madhura Bajibo go. I will go to Nandishwar, the abode of the king of Braj. And he's saying, I will go to Nandishwar, the abode of Krishna Ananda, and I will become an ankle bell of a gopika there, and always sweetly jingle on her feet. Tadir charane madura madura bajibo, bhajan, bajibo go. I will do this tinkling sound. So this is the definition of a suparicharini. A good maidservant means a mandri who is expert in the many sevas, and such as assisting Radha Madhav's intimate kunja leelas, combing Radharani's hair and adjusting her tresses, kesh seva, shringar and decorating her beautiful form with clothing, shringar and alankar, or offering different ornaments and fixing her ankle bells, etc. So this is the basic points of this verse. And chinvantikeshan kvachna karaje kanchuka patam kachap yamunchati kuchakanaka divyat kalashayo sugofe nyasyanti kvachna mani manjira yugalam kadasyam shiradhe tavasu parichani aham maho. Sometimes, oh Sri Radhe, when will I become your good maidservant? Sometimes I will separate your tangled hairs with my fingernails so deftly and carefully. Sometimes I will place a silken blouse upon your divine golden jug-like breasts. And sometimes I will hang jeweled ankle bells on your nice ankles. Now this is the conclusion of verse number 54. And tomorrow we'll discuss, well, we had idea to discuss 56, but I want to, before we do that, tomorrow we'll discuss, because we're talking, this title of this verse today, and for 2 days we've been discussing the expertise of the Manjris in Seva, and this is called, title is Variegated Sevas of Manjris. Manjris, Variegated Sevas, or we'll think of a more clever title. Because everything Sevas, every lecture is Seva. So tomorrow we'll discuss about so many of the 64 arts that the gopis learn, because we heard that yesterday, that Radharani teaches directly, Sri Ishwari Shiksha, Shiksha Tesha. So she's directly teaching them. So we'll hear about the different 64 arts and so many arts that the Manjris learn. And you'll be amazed when you hear the arts, all the arts they learn. And then of all those 64 arts, there's so many branches. And we'll hear all about that tomorrow. Is there any questions on this verse? A few minutes for questions. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam.